Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I have a quick show for you today. Just one of these shorts again, and it's a commentary on a video that I saw from one of my favorite YouTube car reviewers. Okay, this is the Hoovy's Garage guy. I don't know if you guys have seen him before, but he used to buy like beater cars, and then he would talk about how much it took to put them back together and drive them like it was meant to be driven, right? He'll buy some kind of the cheapest Ferrari in the United States or the cheapest Rolls Royce in the United States. And then he'd try to like drive that around and figure out what was all wrong with it and stuff. It was cool. So he has a really cool YouTube channel. And over time, he got wealthier from his YouTube channel. He started doing a lot more stuff with newer cars. He picked up one of these Ford F-150 Lightning. So the new electric F-150. And mind you, he's got a fleet of cars, so it's not like he needed to use it for this purpose that we're going to talk about here, but he thought it would make good YouTube content, okay? So he takes his F-150 Lightning, and he plans on driving it like 60-some-odd miles, right? A medium-sized trip to go and get his new Model T or Model A, a really classic old Ford. And what he realized after doing this round trip and bringing this little truck back on a car hauler was that it consumed the range of the battery at a much faster rate towing. So his conclusion was, this is just not a practical truck if this is what you end up doing, right? If this is your primary ask of a truck, this is what you want to do, is tow this weight with it, even if it's a low amount of weight, it will chew up the battery pretty quick. But let's remember, these are extremely fast. It's probably the fastest truck that Ford has ever made. They are also very cheap to charge, right? So if you tend to drive a lot of miles, but under the range of the truck in a given day, it will be very inexpensive to operate. And it's also laden with technology. So it's got all kinds of cool stuff in it like a Tesla might have. So his primary concern was range, okay? But the conservative news media, and I hate that that is now a thing because I'm so far right of all of these people because I'm an actual capitalist, right? I am enormously right of the Sean Hannitys of the world, of all of these people who want to tear down private enterprise and say electric cars are terrible. Okay, mandates are terrible. Electric cars are not terrible. They might fit a role in your needs if this is something that you want. An enormously fast pickup truck laden with a ton of tech, well, that might be the truck for you. And that's all he was trying to do, was tell the truth, right? It was a towing disaster. If you were towing and you bought this truck and you planned on using it like a regular F-150, yeah, you'd probably be disappointed. They picked it up and they embellished. This is the problem. They said, oh, it could barely get over 20 miles an hour. Oh, the little truck from 1930 that's on the car hauler probably had 10 times the horsepower. All of this nonsense. And when does it become hypocritical? My argument is it becomes hypocritical now. Okay, this is ridiculous. We like to point out all of the nut job stuff they love to say about guns, how a small bullet can explode a body and all of this kind of crap that they make up. A 9mm tears the lung out of a person. Joe Biden actually said that. Well, lying about an electric car is just as freaking stupid, right? Full-blown lies, not rooted in accuracy, is absolutely ridiculous. So if this is something that you guys engage in, watching this news, this outrage of the hour, you know, here's what you need to be outraged now. Man, you could be better served by just serving yourself and your family with a business, right? Build something. Use that time for your work. This is unproductive outrage entertainment is all this is. And it's absolutely nuts. You guys should check out that Hoovy's Garage video, because he basically said, I was just telling the truth. I killed the range on the truck really fast. He never lets his politics come out, which it shouldn't, because it's a car, right? It shouldn't be politicized at all. And he just tells the truth. It's got bad range, but it's got enormous amounts of power. It's a tech-laden truck. It's cool, but know what you're getting. know what you're buying, and it's your choice as a consumer. And here's the deal. And this is the last little bit that I'm going to talk about this, because I know that I called this a short and it's already at 5 minutes. But if I was the CEO of Ford, oh my gosh, give me the floor. Please put me on these freaking channels, because I would go up there and say, hey, you know what? We made this truck, and we made this truck to serve a market of people who are buying things like Teslas, but they wanted a little bit more utility of a truck. We wanted to compete in that market and have something with an equally enormous amount of technology, an enormous amount of power and performance, and something new and something cool to serve a market with. Last I checked, they sell way more gasoline vehicles because they happen to be more practical for the great majority of people. So those people can buy their gas cars, and the people who want electric cars can buy their electric cars. And finally, the biggest place of hypocrisy that you will see in modern history is all of these so-called conservatives, these collectivist conservative news outlets that end up being a lot more socialist than you think they are. Here's the biggest hypocrisy ever. How much did they love Elon Musk and all want to go out and buy Teslas and all of that stuff when he was going to buy Twitter, when that was looking good, and he was talking about restoring free speech and all of that kind of stuff? Well, he is an electric car magnate, ladies and gentlemen. He is making lots of money on electric cars. They didn't care back then, but now, for some reason, they care so unbelievably much. Anyway, it's nuts. It's hypocritical. Check out that video for Hoovy's Garage. It will be in the description, and see for yourself. My views are simply this: capitalist, right? Buy what you want, buy what fits you, serve markets that exist, and if those markets choose you, you have a successful product. And if they reject you, you don't. End of story. I personally think Ford will have a successful product on their hands. What they shouldn't do is lie about its capabilities. I don't believe that they have. Anyway, thank you for joining this little short show. Stay tuned for our next episode that's going to drop a little later this week, where I will host Mr. Volodya Gusak again, and we will discuss the virtues of quiet quitting. I know you guys will be excited about that one. Anyway, thank you again. Have a great day.